Do I run the refrigerator? Do I play the DVD?
Timeshare the AC.
Do I turn on the fan? So I decided to do this. I said to myself, shut up and camp.
We wound up, camping. Hello, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, there's another guitar right here. It's not plugged in yet, though. It's going to go DI, too. Could you give him a second line? Yeah, so we don't have to change it. Thanks, Chris.
Amy has a plethora of CDs at the Foch booth. Good. That's a big word, isn't it? Plethora.
A plethora. Well, I don't have as many as you do.
I have a plethora.
A plethora. Amount. And you have one called Songs I Wish I'd Written.
Yes.
Right? I'm bringing one next year called Songs I Wish I'd Recorded Before Mindy Did.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah.
Potluck breakfast tomorrow. Be there.
Yeah. Where's that? Here. Right here? The breakfast is here in the morning. And it's almost as good as the chicken and dumplings that they're selling right now over there.
And collard greens.
Not in the morning, though.
DI2 check. The technical portion of this program has been brought to you by Phil and Chris. These are the people who make it happen here.
And they do. This stage is a good stage. Okay, before I give her introduction, I have a question for you. What is the one phrase you will never hear a Southerner say? By golly, these green beans are overcooked. Ladies and gentlemen, Amy Carroll Webb.
Before I found out Florida was my proper and right home, I was born into and raised through Oklahoma. Just prepared me for being here. Spent the summers with my grandmother, and she didn't have any air conditioning, so we slept with the windows open. And she sat on the side of the bed and told me stories of when the land was wild, and she was a child. Everyone said nothing will grow here, and she made a cotton farm from dust. On those long, hot summer nights, through the open windows, from behind the back pasture, we could hear the rhythms of our Native American neighbors. It was a village of the Creek Nation. One of my great-grandmothers is half Cherokee. The other is half Choctaw. This is my blood. This is for my grandmothers. I come from women who gave up their power. I come from women who gave up their name. And I come from women who know nothing ever stays the same. I come from women tender as roses. I come from women strong as stone. And I come from women who know no one ever walks alone. Women of wisdom, women of tears, women who stood and embraced their fear. Women of struggle, women not free, women who passed the torch to me. I come from women who rocked their babies. I come from women who slept awake. And I come from women who guarded the fires for children's sake. I come from women who vowed to do better. I come from women tall and strong. And I come from women who taught me I must always sing my song. Women of wisdom, women of tears, women who stood and embraced their fears. Women of struggle, women not free, women who passed the torch to me. Now daughters everywhere, mothers and sisters of the earth. Shout your name and claim your worth. I come from women tender as roses. I come from women strong as stone. And I come from women who taught me no one ever walks alone. Women of wisdom, women of tears, women who stood and embraced their fears, women of struggle, women not free, women who passed the torch to me. I come from women. I come from women. I come from women.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The guitar pretty hot on this one, Phil.
When the horses go down to the water at night, with the moon shining on their flanks, Mama calls us up around the kitchen table, lifts her hands and offers thanks. She says, praise be to Father God and Mother Earth, for the food upon this table and fire in the hearth. For songs by lantern light, for sweet rest till morning light, but most of all for the love we feel tonight. When the roosters rise up to the dawning day, with the sun winking through the mist, Mama calls us up around the kitchen table, piled with biscuits and eggs and grits. She says, praise be for the blessings of this day, for another chance to grow and learn and pray, for respectful work at hand, for the bounty of the land, but most of all for the grace of faithful friends. When the hounds start to holler around the back porch door, with the sky falling through trees, Mama calls us up around the kitchen table, checks our ears and elbows and knees. She says, praise be for these young and precious minds. Make them wise and strong and perfect by design. Strength to do their part, and the courage to make a start, but most of all, give them kindness in their hearts.
When the horses go down to the water at night, with the moon shining on their flanks, Mama calls us up around the kitchen table, lifts her hands and offers thanks.
Thank you.
Gratitude, that's what I feel when I'm here. Except when it's Sunday and it's almost done. And we have to spend another 51 weeks getting back here. So when we get here, we realize that we're not very different. We're way more alike than we could ever be apart. We make a village here, a deliberate community of people who want to be together, whether we agree on everything or not. If we can do that under a tent, under the oaks in White Springs, Florida, we can do it everywhere in the world. This song has two words that need you. You'll know what they are. I have a friend who says, if I have to teach it to you, it's not a sing-along. Oh, Abraham. Oh, Abraham. Here we go. Oh, Abraham. Oh, Abraham. Abraham. You're the father of the Jews, father of the Christians and the Muslims too. We've forgotten our faith, so I'll reach back to you. Oh, Abraham, what shall we do? Your daughters and your sons fighting over the birthright your own faithfulness won. We've forgotten our gods are the very same one. Oh, Abraham, what have we done? When God promised you glory in every generation, did you think this was the plan? Your children rise up as warring nations, spilling each other's blood across the land. Oh, Abraham. Oh, Abraham. Oh, Abraham. Help me. Oh, Abraham. We're at the point of no return. Redemption squandered, your covenant spurned. Eye for eye, and fire with fire just leaves us blind and burned. Oh, Abraham, when will we learn? When God promised you glory in every generation, was this moment in the plan? Your children rise up as warring nations, spilling your sacred blood upon the sand. Oh, Abraham. Oh, Abraham. Thank you. Thank you very much. I love it when you sing. Thank you. Just ain't right till I get down here with Randy. Did you ever feel so loved in your life as when you get here? You know, you can't walk anywhere. It takes an hour and a half because you got to stop and hug everybody. That's a terrible problem. At the heart of this song is a line from a poem by Lorelei Walker. She gave out books of her poetry at White Springs a couple of years ago. She just gave us a new one. I can't wait to read it. When this line came up, I called her and I said, you know what? I'm going to have to write about this. Took me 2 years, but I finally brought it out. More than 30 years ago, John promised Mary they would always walk together in this life. They could not know how they'd be called to live those vows, the simple words that made them man and wife. The first few years were bringing in the baby, 20 more to get them rightly raised. When the third was grown and gone, and they were finally on their own, they said, it's time that we remembered how to play. But that's the summer that the doctors found the cancer. So that brand new motor home sat in the drive. Instead, a hospital was home, but Mary never was alone. John held her hand and kept their hopes alive. Love leads hearts through narrow places. Love leads hearts down paths of stone. Love leads hearts to uncharted spaces. But always love leads home. For 51 years, Betty Ann loved Phyllis. Since they met at St. Catherine's Ballet School, they shared a big secret, and all their lives they'd keep it, 'cause everything they felt defied the rules. They always were good citizens and neighbors, lived in the same house since 66, put two kids through college, paid their taxes and their mortgage. But in the eyes of the law, they don't exist. So when Phyllis had her heart attack last winter, the hospital would not let Betty in. Phyllis passed away before anyone could say, it's only love that makes the next of kin. Love leads hearts through narrow places. Love leads hearts down paths of stone. Love leads hearts to uncharted spaces. But always love leads home. John and Mary, Betty Ann and Phyllis. Who are you and I to even ask if one union is more holy? In the tender hearts unfolding, one more precious and one more meant to last. Love leads hearts through narrow places. Love leads hearts down paths of stone. Love leads hearts to uncharted spaces. But always love. Always love leads home.
Thank you.
Send that one to George. I'll see you on the main stage at 7 tonight. I got a round with Jeannie Fitchin and Del Suggs. We'll be singing our Florida songs. This is one of mine that's my benediction for us until we come together again to know that because we spent this time together, now we're family and we'll never be apart. I'll take you with me. Simmons, you walk out and I walk in, and another solitary day begins. Silent shimmers of your light reflect on everything within my sight, shining on me, behind goodbye, and I'm left within the endless only eye. Holy echoes of your voice chant in unison of love's rejoice, singing to me, singing to me. About you, be still, and you will feel my arms around you, for I am with you, even when I am without you. You grow small, moving away, and our separate lives take over one more day. Crystal colors leave a trace of your blessed fingertips upon my face. To sanctify me, you sanctify me. For I am with you, even when I am without you. From afar I feel everything about you. Still,
that you will feel my arms around you, for I am with you. Even when I am without you, neither miles nor time can keep your precious heart far apart.
So much.
For I am with you, even when I am without you. From afar, I feel everything about you. Be still, you will feel my arms.